Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful, I am grateful, and I am truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say is, it is a great word today. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his mercy, thanking God for his love, for his goodness, for his kindness, thanking God for another week of life. Hallelujah. I am so grateful today, so grateful to be here, so grateful to give this word, so grateful to know that my God is allowing me another day. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't get out of that car that crashed. Somebody didn't get out of the hospital this morning. Somebody is asleep until eternity. We got to understand that God is the author and the finisher. And I'm grateful that my story is still being written. Hallelujah. Be grateful to God today. You know, as I was on a Morning Glory call this morning, and I love what Pastor Few said. He said that we got to, and don't forget the Lord. Even when he brings you into your season, don't forget God. Don't forget, you know, when you need it, a bill paid. Don't forget when you have all that you need and more than you could ever ask for. Don't forget God, because it is God that gave it to you. It's God that can take it away. It's God that can take you where you need to go, and it's God that can show you a way. Keep trusting God today. Don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. I thank God for all of you that are joining me this morning. I thank God for, you know, just the people in my life who I know care about me just because I'm me, and not because they need something, because they want something, not because they need a this or they need a that, but just because they're men and women of God who love God more than anything. And I can say, I'd rather cling to God than to cling to anything else or anybody else, because I know where I was, and I know what God has brought me to, and I know where I am now, and I know God will bring me through. We all have our ups. We have our downs. We have those times where it just seems like everything is going wrong. But I tell you one thing, even in the wrongness, God will make your path straight. I'm trusting God. I put my trust in you, Lord. And that's what we got to say every day. Cling to the Lord and allow the God that we serve to take you where you need to go. Don't worry about what he said, she said, woo-woo said, what them that down the street said. Don't worry about if somebody's looking at you funny. Don't worry if your money's funny, because God I'll make a way out of no way. I've seen him do it. He's done it for me, and he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. And the word that God gave me this morning is coming out of our psalm. But it sums up all the word that we're studying today. It says, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. The Lord God wants for us is salvation. All the stuff in the world will be left behind when you leave this earth. Understand, we got to cling to the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Fred, for that Joshua word this morning. We got to cling to the Lord, and that's what we must do. So many times we get to asking God for so much that we get to forget to thank him for what we already have. Thank you, Father God, for life. Thank you for opportunity to make today better than yesterday. Thank you for the opportunity to go to work and to take you wherever I go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all things good and perfect. The good, the bad, and the ugly, Lord God. You are the author and the finisher of our life. And I thank you for your mercy toward me. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, I ask you to please increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth, oh, hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my very humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable to you, most holy God. Hallelujah. Father, again, I say please. Increase as I decrease, for you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. You are my Father, God, and I cling to you, and only you, for you are absolutely always and have always been in my life. You were with me when I was born, and you will be with me when I leave this earth, for you have been with me all between. And I'm thankful to have another day. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for your son and for salvation. Amen. Giving one more shout out to Evangelist Green, who was ordained on yesterday. Shout out to Evangelist Teresa. May God continue to bless you to move forward in what you have to do for the kingdom. And also a shout-out to Prophetess Carolyn Daniel, who was ordained as a prophetess, and her husband, who was ordained, Deacon Broderick, who was ordained as a deacon, and our secretary of the Sunday school, Deacon Ken Hobson. Congratulations on the new ordinations and your new assignments. May God continue to watch over you and continue to bless you. And, Lord, I ask you for your continued healing of Pastor Paul. For you know the plans you have for him and for our ministry. And we thank you again, Lord God, for blessing him. And we are thanking you in advance, Lord, for healing him completely, that he will be among us again. And we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jesse and for her healing power in moving forward as her husband had asked to do your will, Lord God, not theirs, not ours, but yours. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I am excited this morning. Woo, we are still in Genesis, getting close to finishing it. I do believe we will be done with Genesis. Wow. We will be starting in a new book on tomorrow. We will be in Exodus. Look at God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. And I just like to say, keep on doing whatever you're doing, family. Keep prayer going. Please share this number with others. 213-943-3597 for those that just need a word from the Lord. We are here every day except for Saturday. That is my day of rest and the day that I spend personal me time with God. just me and God spending some time together, and I'm grateful that he gives me that time to just have him. And I'm thankful that, you know, I still listen to words from God from other ministers, because we need to be filled up too. That's my refill day, so that I'm ready to go back and do what I do for God on Monday and on Sunday morning. We are here at 7 a.m. Sunday through Friday, every week, God willing. And I'm thankful that we don't miss a day, because we don't miss a word. And today, on this 24th day of January, that all things are working for our good. And I'm sorry, we do have one more day of Genesis, and that will be on tomorrow, January 25th. But for today, let's get into the word. And it says this: then Joseph went and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all that they possess have come from the land of Canaan. And indeed, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said to Pharaoh, we have come to dwell in the land because your servants have no pastures for their flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock. Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread according to the number in their families. Now there was no bread in all the land, but the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the grain which they brought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for we should. For why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed. And Joseph said, give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock. The money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses and the flocks, the cattle of the herds, and for the donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. Because remember, 7 years of famine is going on right now. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, we will not hide from my lord that our money is gone. My lord also has our herds of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate. Then Joseph brought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every man of the Egyptians sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he moved them into the cities from one end of the borders, and only the land of the priests he did not buy. For the priests had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh, and they ate their rations which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore, they did not sell their lands. Then Joseph said to the people, indeed, I have brought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. Four-fifths shall be your own as seed for your field and for your food, for those of your household, and as food for your little ones. So they said, you have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day that Pharaoh should have one-fifth, except for the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, now if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do as you have said. Then he said, swear to me. And he swore to him, bowed himself on the head of the bed. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, indeed, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Jacob was told, look, your son Joseph is coming to you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring whom you begot after them shall be yours. They will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. But as for me, when I come from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath. And I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Then Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, who are these? Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me in this place. And he said, please bring them to me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age so that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring. So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and he bowed down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim, with his right hand, toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. Then Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now when Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them at that day, saying, By you, Israel, will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim, as in Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorites with my sword and my bow. Hallelujah. He blessed his grandsons and made them his own. And they became part of the 12 tribes of Israel. The ones that are missing are Reuben and Levi. But we know that Levi is of the priesthood. And Reuben was disinherited. And Joseph's children took his place. One child took Reuben's place. One child took Joseph's place. Grandfather made them his own. And as we continue in this word, it says, Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring. God often blesses us in ways far beyond anything we can imagine. We hope for A, and he gives us the whole alphabet. I believe that. I trust God for that. That the whole alphabet is coming my way, that it's coming your way. God's got a blessing with our names written on it. All we got to do is have faith that it is so. And that blessing may just be that your children are saved. And that's my prayer, for my sons to be saved, set free, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. God showed me a miracle when he saved my life. So I'm not, I don't take God lightly. I don't take the name of the Lord in vain. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm grateful that his loving arms are around me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got to learn how to praise the Lord in the midst of everything. Nobody has perfect life. We don't know what folks are going through. We see the rich and the famous, but we don't know what they go through. We see only the outside. We don't know what's going on the inside. We got to continuously thank God in your good and in your bad. And you thank God even when you're going through your downright ugly. God knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your spirit. And he knows all the time what you need. Thank God every day for his grace. Thank God every day or his blessings of love and goodness and kindness. Thank God every day that he knows your name. Genesis 48:15, life lesson. He blessed Joseph and said, God, who has fed me all my life long to this day. When Israel called God, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, he proclaimed that every good thing we have comes from the hand and grace of God. Hallelujah. Every good thing. Every good thing. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. You took the words out of my mouth. Every good thing we have comes from the hand and grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank God that he loves you and that he hears you. And he knows when you wake in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep because your mind is all over the place. He knows you. Spend some time with him. And I say, Lord, forgive me if I don't spend enough time with you. I want more time with you than one-on-one conversations where I know you hear me and I know you love me. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God every day. And the word of God that comes this way from Psalms 13 says, to the chief musician of Psalm of David, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? When we're going through, we think that, Lord, he's done forgot me. Lord, will you remember me in my season? And it says, how long will you hide your face from me? There are days where you feel like God can't, you can't feel him, that he's hidden from you. And then David says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? We all have gone through David moments in our life, having sorrow in my heart daily, been there. How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Been there too. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes. We got to ask for, got to go to God in supplication. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Hallelujah. For keeping me above ground, that I'm not sleeping to eternity. Not sleeping until the, ooh, not sleeping until the rapture. Lord, hear our prayers today. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lord, don't let the evil one win. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Lord, you know everything. You know the devilment that's done in the dark. And you know the devils that do it. We ask for your grace, O God. And then David said, but I have trusted in your mercy. Even when you're going through, even when you think the Lord has forgotten you, even when you think that things cannot get any worse, you got to know that you got to trust in the Lord. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Thank you, Jesus. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Hallelujah. Giving God honor, glory, and grace. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Hallelujah. God has blessed me. God has watched over me. God has given me a second chance. And I pray to God to help me not blow it. We don't want to blow our second chances. Hallelujah. We got to lift up the name of Jesus. We got to ask God, save my soul, Lord. Let me not live amiss. Save my soul. Save my seed and my seed seed and my seed seed seed. Hallelujah. We got to ask for it. You want grandchildren, you got to ask for them. You want your seed to continue. You got to ask God for it. Keep praising him every day. I praise you with all my heart, Father God, and I thank you for another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 13:1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? At times we might feel as though God has slammed the door to heaven in our face, yet these times do not last. Often he is testing us to see if we will to follow him regardless. Will you follow God today? Even though you go through, will you follow God today? God's getting ready to bless somebody. He's going to blow your mind with his blessings. I believe in that. I believe that for myself. I'm believing God for miracles in my life. Hallelujah. But I also know I got to go to work because I work for him. And I want to do the best job I can for him. And in your mercy, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. And that's our title for today. The Christian life thrives on both memory and hope. We remember how God has shown us mercy in the past. And so we look forward to how he will save us in the future. Thanking God for his son and the life he gave so that we may live. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I get filled up because I know how good God is. And I know how good he's been to me. In my ups and even in my downs, God has still been good to me. And I'm thankful. Because I know that I know I am blessed beyond measure. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. But the path of the just is like the shining sun, hallelujah, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. We don't want to be in the wicked. I don't want to be in darkness. I like light. I like sunlight. I like good days when the sun is shining. I'm not a gloomy gus. I like sunshine. I like blue skies. I like looking up and seeing the beautiful clouds. I like looking up and seeing crosses in the sky. That just reminds me of salvation and reminds me that Jesus gave his life for me. Hallelujah. I like finding white feathers that reminds me that there is life evermore and that I have an angel watching over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You better catch that. He wasn't sent for the Gentiles, but he still helped them. He still cared of them when they came to him in faith. But he was not here for the Gentiles. He was here for the Israelites. He was here for the sons of Jacob and the tribes of Israel. He said it, not me. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep. He came to give salvation to Israel. of the house of Israel, the house of Jacob. That's who he came for, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob. He was the shepherd for them. And then he put others over the Gentiles. And then it goes on to say, and then she came and worshiped him, said, Lord, help me. We got to have a Lord help me in our spirit. We got to have a Lord help me in our prayer and in our praise. And then we got to have a Lord thank you as well. And she said, and I'm saying it again, Lord, help me. She didn't just say it, but she worshiped him. She said, and it said, and she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, is it not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs? Wow. Thinking as if that sounds so harsh, Christ. That sounds so harsh, Jesus. But this lady was not deterred. She knew her child needed Jesus. She knew her child needed to be saved. She knew her child had a spirit that needed to go. She knew her child had a demon, and all they said, a devil, and she was not having it. She was not going to have it. She said, not today. She had to look at the devil and say, not today, Satan. I'm worshiping him. I'm with him. I'm going to give my life to him. And that him is Jesus. And she had it. She came back. You know, she had a Job moment here. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Come on now. Then Jesus answered and said to her, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. She didn't play. That lady had faith. She had that, I know that Jesus can do it, and I'm going. I don't care if I'm a Gentile, what my complexion looks like. I don't care what my family came from. I don't care. I'm going to Jesus. And we got to have a I'm going to Jesus moment. My past is not my future. I'm going to Jesus. My daughter's possession is not her future. I'm going to Jesus. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to worship, and I'm going to fight for my child. And that's what we got to do. We got to fight for our children, because we know that our Father God is there for us. And we know that Jesus, hey, what did he say? Oh, woman, great is your faith. Come on now. He only did it for two folks in the Word. He did it for the Roman centurion, and he did it for her. And this is what Dr. Stanley even says, as I put a pen before I go further. It says in Matthew 15:28, Jesus answered and said to her, oh, woman, great is your faith. And I love this word because I'm right there with him. Only two people in the Gospels are said to have great faith, and both of them were Gentiles. The other was a Roman centurion in Matthew 8:10. We just read that not too long ago. Great faith does not depend on background or position, but on the heart. Can y'all say that? Great faith, your heart, not who you have, who you are, how much money you have, where you live, what you drive. All that means absolutely nothing to God. But what is in your heart is what's important to the Father. Hallelujah. Keeping him first is what's important to the Father. Saying hallelujah and meaning it, that it's not just a word, that it is your testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory. Lord, you're worthy of my praise. Lord, you're worthy because you gave me life, and you gave me life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I tell you this, and I say it all the time, all the junk you got, you have, will not be able to go with you. The Pharaohs tried to bury everything they had with them. You know, you go to China and you got the one emperor even buried all his soldiers with him. But I'll tell you this, not a one can go with you to the next level. Only you can go by yourself. Because when you stand before God, all the soldiers, all the stuff, all of it is nothing. Because when you leave this earthly body, it's the last time you will see it. Because we are not flesh and blood in the next life. We are new creations in God and in Christ Jesus. So this body is an earthly body. The spirit inside it will go on. But the body and all your stuff, every book, every pair of shoes, every coat, every jacket, every dish, everything, even your car, even your bus token, even your bus ticket, everything you got will be here when this earth is over. When your time above the ground is finished, you can't take it with you. So don't let your stuff be your God. Let God be your God. Don't know who that's for, but I thank God for the word. And it goes on to say, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed man made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitudes because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? Did they forget? He just fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So why do you think he can't feed some more? Come on now. They should know better. But let's keep on reading. And then it says, Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said 7 and a few little fish. They even had more. And it says, so he commanded a multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to the region of Magdala. Come on now. You talk about how good the Lord is. Fed 1,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and fed 4,000, and we say in both the 5,000 plus and the 4,000 plus he fed. So let's say just say 9,000 plus with 12 loaves of bread, 2 fish, and a few fish. He fed all those people. You think that through and know how great our Father is. What a mighty God we serve. And let's go back and do a life, what the Bible says about provision. Because so many times we get caught up in world stuff, that you don't have enough when you have more than enough. You don't want your stuff going to waste because you don't eat it, or you don't drink it, or you don't drive it, or you don't use it, and then it goes to waste. But then you complain about not having when you have more than enough. Let's keep going. And it says this. In Matthew 15, verses 29 through 38, the service you do for God may be demanding and draining. You may come to a point where the only thing that can help you is his intervention because of all other resources that have been used up. Good. This is the perfect opportunity for God to remind you that he fuels all the ministry that is done in his name. Be encouraged by the testimony of Matthew 15. The people had been on the mountainside with Jesus for 3 days, listening to his words and hoping for healing. Jesus saw that they were tired and hungry and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Unfortunately, the disciples could not look past the barrenness of their surroundings. They asked, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? Where indeed the disciples trusted Christ enough to drop their nets and follow him? Now, Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22, when he started calling the disciples. But they still did not understand that the Lord God would care for all of their needs and the needs of anyone who follows him. Philippians 4:19. God knows that you have run out of resources. In fact, in Matthew 6:8, Jesus tells us, your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. You've trusted Jesus to provide for your salvation. Can't you also trust him to provide for the other things you need? God will always provide for you, provide for your needs above and beyond your expectations. When you are obeying him, so trust him, he will have compassion on you and will not send you away hungry. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord today. Give God the glory today. Trusting in him and knowing that his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Praise God today, family. Don't let anybody knock you off your square. Know that God has got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You are healed. You are made whole. You are sons and daughters of God. Thank God that he has allowed us to be a part of his family. Thank God he has allowed us to know that he is God and that his son is our Savior, which is him in person, God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for dwelling in us with your love and with all that you do in our lives. As we get ready to wrap it up this morning, if there's anyone that would like to speak, now's the time to push the number one on your phone and your line will be open. Before we get out of here this morning, a word from our sister in Christ from Carolyn's Gift today. It is this. Good morning. When you step out in faith, you will be amazed at the results. It's never too late for a new beginning. Have a marvelous Monday. Hallelujah. What a marvelous thing the Lord is doing in our lives. He gave us life today. Keep God first in all that you do. Loving God. Loving God today and loving all of you. Have a blessed day, family. And know that God has got you covered. And before we get out of here, as always, I pray over you. We have a caller. Hallelujah. And a congratulations. Congratulations, yes. Evangelist Teresa. Thank you, God, that you have gotten your ordination. We are grateful that you have become a part of this moving forward family. And we are just so happy, 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 happy for you today. What has God put on your heart, Evangelist?
You know what? I'm going to say this because we go around saying we have faith in God, but do we truly? When he wants you to step out in faith, when there is nothing that you see, but he is giving you the chance to rely on him. I thank and praise God that I left California and moved to Illinois. It has been a rough road in my life, I thought, but then God said, try me and see what I can do for you, my child. I told God, I said, can I please go into February, by February 3rd, be caught up on all my bills. God made a way for it. I didn't have the money, but God had it, and he took care of me. He can take care of me. He can take care of you. Step out on the faith you say you have in God today and see what he won't do. I'm thankful.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, y'all see why this evangelist is with us. Hallelujah. A word from the Lord, and I know that is a word from the Lord. Thank you so very much, evangelist, for that great word this morning. Hallelujah.
You know,
we got to have that faith.
Got to. I mean, that's all we have in this day and time. It's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
But now we have to just rely on God. God, keep me from the COVID. God, help me to help others see that it is for real. We have to keep ourselves covered first by the blood of the Lamb.
Ooh, yes,
then
Lord.
In earthly things. Because only God can keep us from getting it.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Because all these people walking around like there ain't nothing, may God have mercy on them.
Amen. Hey, and the evangelist has spoken. It's all about salvation, family. And you got to ask the Lord, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah.
Yes.
First and foremost, you got to have the faith to get in the boat. Hallelujah. Hey, thanking God for the boat. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And thanking God for each and every one of you. And as we get ready to wrap up, because I got to go to work, y'all. I got to go to work. Is this. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are asking one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And again, remember the word of God, but I have trusted in your mercy. We can all just say together, Jesus, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation, Jesus. And then we got to add in there, we thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us your Son, Jesus, who is the Christ, who is the Messiah, who is our Redeemer, and who lives in each and every one of us through his Holy Spirit. So thanking God for y'all. Have a blessed day and know that it is well because Jesus said so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your faith
will
make you well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, evangelist. Hopefully you will be with us again tomorrow, and we're going to keep moving forward in the word of God. On tomorrow, we will be finishing the book of Genesis. Wow.
Okay.
We have come away, y'all. We have been traveling right along with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. And it's about time we get ready to go into a story. We're getting ready to talk about Moses. Hallelujah. Woo! We got a lot of word coming up, y'all. And we're getting ready to go into some rules and regulations that we need to start jotting down some things, especially when we get to Exodus chapter 20. That's some highlightables. We need to know them top 10 because the top 10 covers everything else. Hallelujah. So I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. And thank you, God, for his grace. And thanking God for his mercy toward each and every one of us. He gave us a new day. Enjoy your day. And make sure that you keep God first. It is a wrap. Why? Because we're always willing, ready, available, and presently praying for each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap. Join us tomorrow, God willing. 7 a.m. Central Standard Time as we move forward in the Word of God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.
Amen.